from Manila, Philippines. Indeed, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, everybody. I am Art Bell. I got into a talk the other night with my wife, Erin. I call her Erin. It's actually Irene, but Erin, A-I-R-Y-N's seems like Erin to me, and I think it's a sweet name, so I call her Erin. And we got talking about a creature that is very famous, apparently, here in the Philippines, and it's called Aswang. Aswang? Aswang? Is that correct? Is it Aswang?
Yes, it is Aswang.
Aswang. Okay. Aswang. All right. Aswang is a creature, and the reason I'm doing this is I want Ed Dames to take a look at this creature for me. But believe me, we got into a talk about this creature, and Erin said that she absolutely maintains this thing is completely real. You're sure this is real, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially I am a province girl. We do believe we can really hear.
All right, so one night, this Aswang attacked your house. And this was what? From some... the people are Aswang also, is that right?
Yeah, they are people in the morning, but at night they become some creature. I don't know what really their face, but we do believe they are real. Because we can, all of us know, many people heard, and also some of our neighbors see.
So you actually, some of your neighbors have actually seen this Aswang?
Yeah, the real one, but I don't know if I believe.
But you heard one banging,
yeah,
right, on your roof, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big deal in the Philippines. I said, no, this is just some kind of myth, right? And you said what? I said, it's just a myth. It's just some sort of superstition, right?
Yeah.
And you said, that's, and you said what?
I said, it's true.
It's true. True. Absolutely true. So... okay, thanks, hon. I want Ed to work on this. So when we get back with Ed in a moment, we'll ask him about this thing called an Aswang. It's very serious here in the Philippines, really very serious in the Philippines. So when we get back in a moment, we'll ask Ed Dames to look into what in the Philippines here is called Aswang. So, Ed Dames, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
There is indeed a creature here that they call Aswang, and it is apparently a person, Ed, that can convert themselves into some kind of creature, I guess generally at night. But when I say that this is believed here, I don't mean it's just sort of a ha-ha. The Aswang thing is, you know, a myth or a, I don't know, you know, an old myth like a ghost story in the U.S. or the Bell Witch or something like that. I mean, when I say this is strongly believed here, we had a couple of hours of conversation about this, and it's not just a strong belief. It's so ingrained and so real that I want to know what it is. So would that, I wonder if you'd be willing to take this Aswang thing on as a concept and
yes,
tell me what you find.
It sounds like the equivalent of the Navajo shapeshifter. Yes, of course I would. Those things are always enticing. That's part of the fun of being a remote viewer rather than looking for bodies, you know, above or below ground or underwater. The way we pursue something like this, and my students know this, this is called a topical search, where we're not quite sure what the question is. So we grab a reference to the, in this case, perhaps an English transliteration of the word, a good one, and we attack the problem with about six remote viewing probes, six separate remote viewing sessions, and we see if there's any common denominator between in and amongst the six sessions. If there is, we've tend to focus on that and see what we're dealing with, whether it's purely a concept or whether it spans the idea of a real thing and a concept or whatever we're dealing with. So okay. I'd be glad to tackle that. I can do that myself.
Well, without the team. She was so utterly, I mean, we talked about this for a couple of hours, and she was so completely adamant about it that I really do want to know about it, and so I figure you're the guy to ask. All right, we've got a million phone calls waiting for you, and as usual, I cannot guarantee it will be friend or foe. It could easily be either one. So let's see what awaits you. And don't forget that Aswang is your target. And I don't know whether you actually have to look at the Philippines, whether this is something that we call, you know, that we know elsewhere in the world. We call it something else.
Yeah, we can handle it.
All right. First-time caller line. I'm sorry. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Hello, Art. Hello, Ed.
Hi.
All
right. Well, I'd like to thank you first, Ed, for your, you know, being on our side of the team here and working with your remote view program with our government. You see that?
Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I just lost signal for a sec. Ed, I was talking with a few people, and the word is basically that our government is known for quite some while that eventually that our country may, in fact, be held hostage with portable nuclear devices placed throughout cities throughout the United States. And this has been known for such a while that I've heard that retired people in our government, specifically in intelligence communities, have actually moved out of this country. And what do you think about Mel Gibson, I believe. Yeah, he has a movie coming out about this exact thing about Islamic people holding this country hostage by placing nuclear weapons throughout cities throughout the United States, and our government won't give in to terrorism. So one of these things will probably go off before something happens.
It's hard enough. If I were a terrorist, the first thing I would do is try to get a shoulder-fired missile in this country, and they can't even manage to do that effectively. They may have done it once or twice but got caught. So it's a quantum level above that to try to get a nuclear weapon into the country. I'm not saying it can't be done. I will tell you right now, some of the people out there in the Arab world that we call our friends hate us, and they've got the money, the oil money, to fund exactly what this kind of operation, and they are trying everything they can to do it. And I know this. They haven't succeeded and probably won't because our security is so high. That doesn't mean their intent isn't there. Yes, it's a real threat, but I don't think it's going to happen soon. Our ports are the most vulnerable, not terra firma.
Well, I hope you're right. All right, by the way, back on Aswang for a second. Steve in Eugene, Oregon said, hey, Art, Aswang is a Filipino vampire that feeds on the unborn. There's actually a movie about one. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Hello, my name is John. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hi, John.
I have one not Dr. Doom question and one Dr. Doom question. The not Dr. Doom was, will the Tigers win the World Series?
Ed is not going to be able to answer that because unless he specifically remote views something everybody needs to know about remote viewing. It's not, a psychic thing.
I have to make a technical statement here. What in our operations, what we do is we remote view each game. So I would never take on whether they would win the World Series or not, too, because World Series is too much of a topic. We go game by game.
All right. Well, here's a Dr. Doom question about the flu, the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've been getting. Talking to my professors, I'm a microbiology student, and one way that they're telling me that this could happen would be the bird flu, but the Spanish flu would be either accidentally or on purpose placed into our Tamiflu and our vaccines, that there'd be a scare and that on purpose that this would happen. Would you be able to remote view that, see if it would actually be the bird flu or would it be on purpose Spanish flu?
Well, first of all, we don't go into a problem armed with a preconceived notion. We go in perfectly clean. So we'd have to set a problem up where we're just looking at stuff and pulling out facts. We don't go in armed with an idea that there's going to be a conspiracy, there's going to be an insertion of this or that or something else. So you need to know that.
Okay. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello.
How are you doing, Art?
I'm fine.
Good evening there, Ed. This is Suleiman, the world event psychic. I'm calling you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I spoke with Ed about a year ago when he was on your show, Art, when you were still in the States. And I had made some predictions then, and one third of that prediction has taken place, and that was the scenario in the Middle East. And I wanted to let Ed know that I had access to one of his tapes, and it has enhanced my psychic abilities to where on May the 10th I had contacted Kofi Annan at the United Nations predicting the scenario in the Middle East. And I wanted to let Ed know that his statements about North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is absolutely correct. It's the same vision that I had there in terms of a nuclear weapon being detonated on the Korean Peninsula. However, I did see China use Taiwan as a tool to get the United States involved in a war. Also, I wanted to ask Ed, I see Pakistan and India involved in a nuclear war where Pakistan is going to initiate a nuclear attack, sneak attack against Pakistan along the Kashmir border. The other thing that I wanted to say to you, Ed, is that have you ever heard of an organization called the Committee at Residence that is much more powerful than Majestic 12? And the last thing I want to say, I think
One at a time. We'll never keep track of all this. Have you heard of that, Ed?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard of that committee?
I haven't heard that name, but I am apprised of an organization that is indeed very powerful.
Okay, last caller, or last questioning caller?
Oh, yeah. Ed, I think you should stay in the United States or come into Canada. I don't think that your trip to Ukraine is going to be a positive one for you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay. There you are. Of course, a lot of people served me up warnings before I left the U.S. as well.
And, I have to mention one thing, though, in terms of natural psychics, and I've said this many times before on your show, what I do as a coach is can take a natural psychic and allow them to realize their potential like they've never realized it before or would never without rigorous, standardized training, systematic training. Just like think of me as an NBA coach, I mean an NBA scout out there in Harlem, and you see some kid running rings around his peers or his classmates. Come here, son. You take the kid to a training camp, and if they're willing to toe the line and do what you say, they have the potential not only to be a professional, but to be an all-star.
Okay. First time call line, you're on the air with the Major Ed Dames.
Hello. My name is George. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I'm signed up for the advanced course with Major Dames. And I wanted to know if he was going to teach the wagering protocols in that course.
No, I'll teach the daily three protocols, the lottery protocols, and I'll teach you an alternative way to solve the wagering. But right now, the way that we have as a team is a trade secret.
Okay, will you be putting out something in the future on that?
My marketers want me to, but they're going to have to twist my arm real, real hard, and it's only going to be after I fill my coffers.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you and meeting you in October.
That pleasure will be mine.
Okay. All right. Take care. There's a 2B student. How about that? First-time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I heard that Mr. Ed Dames was the most credible of all the coast-to-coast guests, so it is a real pleasure to speak with you. I was wondering if you had plans to remote view the next presidential election, because I'm 38 years old and every single president has been a Clinton or a Bush, and I was wondering if that was going to keep going on.
That's something we would do in the advanced workshop. That would be a fun type project there, because my team and I are two. Other than fun stuff like we've talked about on the show heretofore, frankly, that is so boring. I think I'd shoot myself before I would take on a project. It's so boring to remote view an expression. But my students like it, so we teach them how to do that.
I'd like to know myself. Now we had an election not long ago that was not so boring at all. In fact, it was contested. It was interesting. It was really fast, but it bores you, huh?
It bores me to tears. Politics bores me to tears.
Yeah, I understand that. General politics certainly bores me to tears. But the last presidential election, my God, it was really, really was something. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ratman from Hoagieland.
Ratman.
And I'd like to ask two short questions of Major Dames.
Mm-hmm.
The first one would be, has he encountered any religious prejudices or prescriptions against the teaching of his skills?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
That now? Or
yeah,
offline?
Sure. No, go ahead.
Yes, in the military unit, it started in the military unit. Catholic officers that I recruited for the program, young Catholic officers, they had because of their catechisms, they had some problems with what they were doing. And on the other hand, Mormons did not. So that's all that I could say about that, that I know. Second question?
Yes. Do you think remote viewing may aid someone in the art of healing?
Hmm.
Well, I use it for myself and my students use it. And we've saved many lives by diagnosing illnesses, intractable illnesses, that some of the best doctors on the planet, who have been my students, could not diagnose. So I think indirectly or directly, the answer to that is yes, in terms of healing. Not a knowledge. Remember, this is an information collection skill. So if you know what's wrong, then you're able to heal it if you've got the will to do so.
All right, east of the Rockies, it's Christy from Waco, Texas.
Yes, hello. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call. Major Dames, my question is about the solar flare. And the economy is probably not going to be good. It's going to crash. What sort of things will, if it's not money that we're using, what sort of things would we need to use as bargaining or...
You'll need more than anything to know how to forage.
Okay. Well, those skills I think I can come up with. And then so stockpiling money away outside the bank is not anything that we would need to do, but stockpiling ammunition and water kind of things?
Well, if you don't have a garden, and if you have a garden, you have to protect it unless you're in a place of like-minded people. But that's going to have to be far away from a city, pretty far away from a city.
I've always heard that if it all hits the fan, gold would be the negotiable bargaining chip. Do you think that would still be true, Ed?
When it's too far into the scenario, even gold will not be a bargaining. It's just metal. Yeah, and just metal. Food.
Right. Anything? We've got a very little amount of time. Caller, anything else?
Well, one other thing. So if you can't have a garden outdoors, would it be like hydroponics? Would it be indoor potted garden?
It would be common sense.
Okay.
Common sense.
Common sense.
Being able to hold out for at least 2 weeks or more at any given period of time.
With water and food.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I sure thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And that's good advice, whether you think solar flares are going to consume the face of the earth or whatever you think, whatever sort of disaster might be coming up. It's very, very good advice to have at least 2 weeks of everything on hand. And water, I would think, would be at the very top of the list. You agree with that, Ed?
I agree.
Okay, there you go. Hold tight, Ed. We'll be right back and do one more segment. And again, don't forget about Aswang. I'm very, very interested in that. Never have I heard Aaron be so adamant about anything in my whole life. Aswang is some strange kind of creature, and it's apparently mainly here in the Philippine Islands, which is where I am. See you all back in a moment. This is Coast to Coast AM from Southeast Asia. Once again, here I am. Major Ed Dames is my guest. I call him Dr. Doom for short. And that moniker began back during the program itself, when he began seeing things that weren't exactly things that they wanted him to see. Well, that's true. Not things they wanted him to see. They were military targets, that sort of thing. But he began seeing other things, worrisome things, and that has not changed. He still sees them. When we come back, more from you and Major Ed Dames. again, Major Ed Dames. Ed, is there anything that you absolutely wanted to get covered on the program that we have missed before I go back to the lines here that are full?
I just wanted to say thanks to my agent, James, I can't mention his last name, who was conducting the underwater reconnaissance of the Natalie Holloway site, because he really went above and beyond the call. He's going back again with better equipment. It's a very technically complex operation, and he managed to do it. And George Norrie was sent all the MPEGs, both underwater and above ground of the area, too. But I just wanted to say thanks to James for doing that.
All right, good enough. Wildcard Line, you are on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Well, hi there. It's a pleasure to speak with both of you gentlemen. My name is Joan. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona. And living this close to the border, illegal immigration is a big concern of mine. This country's being invaded. So I was curious if Mr. Dames and his remote viewing had any predictions or had seen anything about the geopolitical future of the country, if we were going to become balkanized, if we were going to form this North American Union that some are advocating. If there was going to be a civil war, possibly?
No, my focus has been almost exclusively on geophysics and eco-side and considerations. And frankly, geopolitically, the only thing I know for sure is that try to learn how to speak Mandarin, if you can.
That's right. You speak fluent Chinese Mandarin, right?
I do. And then soon it will be Russian, too. I'm covered. Lex Luthor ain't got nothing on me.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Art.
Yes.
Yes, good evening. It's a pleasure to speak to both of you. I've not had the opportunity to speak with you. I spoke with George. I've been listening to you for 10 years, and it's great to get on and speak with you. And also, Ed, I also haven't had the pleasure, but I'm glad to be able to speak with you as well.
Pleasure is mine.
There was two things. One was a question I had, and also a request on something to remote view. My first question was, you started to talk a little bit about the GMOs, but you just touched on it. And I was wondering if you could give us a little more insight as to the dangers of it. I'm aware of some of it, but I'm sure would be honored if you'd give us more information on that.
I think that you'd serve yourself well by going to there's a website. If you hit that search term on Google, there is a website that will tell you more than you want to know about GMOs.
I wish I could have. I'm not online.
It would be too much to cover.
Find a library. It'll get you online.
Okay, and my other question would be I have a great subject to remote view, and that would be the outcome of this unfortunate war that we're involved in against all these people that want to hurt us.
That statement doesn't make sense to me. This unfortunate war we're involved in against all these people that want to hurt us. Now, if they want to hurt us, why doesn't it make sense to be involved in a war against them?
I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
So you didn't mean to say that?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. What I wanted to say is to understand what the outcome is going to be having to deal with these terrorists that want to hurt us. Those people that don't side with their religious beliefs. I mean, one of the things that's great about this country is we've always respected everyone's different beliefs, and these people can't.
Okay. All right. Now, that's a good question. We are in a war, Ed. There's no question about it, with people who want us dead. And have you looked at that?
I mentioned on your show 2 years ago that World War III already started. It's just a slow burn, and it's going to start by fits and starts. But no, geophysics will, geopolitics will be overcome by geophysics. So you
that's
won't
gonna,
have to worry about
Trump.
Outcomes. The outcome will be decided by planetary things.
Okay. First time caller line, your turn with Major Ed Dames.
Hi, Art. Hi, Ed. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Great. Great to talk to you guys. I'm a little sleepy here, so I hope I make a little sense. I'd be an ingrate if I didn't say I'm listening to you on 1440 AM WAJR in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Right.
It's ironic that you're on the show, Ed, because I believe the last time I listened to the show, you were one of the guests as well. That's been several years ago. I believe the first part of the show was dedicated to Mel's Hole 2. And you were on the show talking to Art about Project Starman, where you were planning contact with what you said may be our progenitors, and you were going to have a respected filmmaker film that event. Whatever happened with that?
It's ongoing, and specifically, Starman deals with the agency that orchestrated contact with the Ariel school students outside of Harare, Zimbabwe. And there is a particular area where that agency, let's say for lack of a better word, has agreed to meet. And that's ongoing. That's ongoing.
All right.
I don't want to talk any more about it right now.
All right. Wildcard Line, you are on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you're at.
That's right.
It's afternoon where you're at. I needed to ask Ed Dames, do I have to go to a workshop, or have you got coursework that I can take that I can't afford to drive all the way out to Las Vegas?
No, don't. That's why the DVD. I created a set of DVDs from the workshops, and it's top of the line instruction from the ground up. So check that out either on the web or that toll free number that I gave out earlier. That'll get you going.
All right, let me.
Now I conduct advanced training for free. There's no charge every day on the internet in my forum at learnrb.com. So once there's no follow-on course, the rest of your instruction is there, and it doesn't cost you anything.
All right, and for the record, that toll-free number was 866-607-8439. Is that manned all the time?
It's manned and womaned all the time.
Okay. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames.
Hello, sirs. Greetings from LEGO in beautiful San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Holy shmoly, I'm on. I was wondering, with remote viewing, couldn't you have really happened with, see what happened with JFK or look at crop circles before or the progress of them or know what happened to Marilyn Monroe on that fateful night? I mean, wouldn't you hold so many potent answers to so many questions that people have been wondering for forever?
Yeah, good question.
Yes, and two out of the four mentioned have already been reviewed and discussed on the show and in many other places. Yeah, life is short.
Which two, and what was the outcome?
Marilyn Monroe demise we have not looked at as a team or individuals, but JFK, I did not want to believe that there was a conspiracy.
Okay, we lost you for a second. You didn't want to believe there was a conspiracy, but there was? We may have lost Ed. I'm not really sure. Ed, are you there? No, he's apparently not. Okay, we'll check on Ed. In the meantime, east of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a question for Ed, if he's going to come
well,
back.
Well, actually, he's not here at the moment, but what were you going to ask?
I wanted to know about the kill shot. What particular events might occur immediately before that, and what would the worst area of the world? Where would be the worst area to be for?
All right. Well, let me help you out with at least the first part of the question. I do know something about the cycle of the sun. I watch it very carefully because I'm a ham radio operator. So I can tell you that what you want to watch for are increasingly violent sun flares. Now, there are a number of web. You can go to the web, and you can start looking at some of the pages that monitor the storms that are going on in the sun, how strong they are, all that kind of thing. Let's see, about 2-3 years ago, there was a storm, sir, that was so many times larger than the scientists thought the sun could ever, it flattened the satellite instruments that they had up there to monitor this sort of thing. It was that big. So start monitoring the sun yourself. You can do that easily on the web. That's number one. So watch for the storms to get really out of control big. Without Ed being here, I think I can safely say that to you. So that would be my advice. And what was the other question?
Where in the world would be the worst place to be when these solar flares begin?
That one I cannot answer, but the obvious answer to that would be on the sun side of the Earth.
Okay.
Okay, that's about the best I can do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. And I'm not sure what's happened with Ed. We're trying to get him back on as we speak. In the meantime, I guess I'm just sort of fielding calls, as it were. Let's go west of the Rockies and say hi. You're on the air with Art Bell and not Ed Dames because something happened.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
Hello, Art. I don't know what happened with Ed, but I'm calling from San Diego County. I've been in contact with Ed for several years. I've attended a few of his workshops up in Los Angeles, and I just had a question for Ed. Was he going to find my brother's body in Alabama or not?
Okay, so you were at one of his workshops.
I've gone to a different one of his workshops in Los Angeles.
And your brother, what, was killed, or you believe he was killed, or what?
My former sister-in-law murdered my brother. I went out there and spent several months looking into things. I found out that she murdered my brother.
I see. Okay, so you've been looking yourself? In other words, you took the training?
Well, yes. I originally went to meet Ed at his Mind Dazzle workshop held in Los Angeles, just south of LAX, at an airport. And then I continued to stay in contact with Ed, asking him the entire time, every time I met him, and also several contacts through email to help me. And after years of pursuing him, he finally said that he would. And so, Okay. Which I do appreciate.
All right, I'm sorry he's not here to answer that for you. Obviously, I can't answer it for him. That's a tough one. But if you have taken the training, I would presume that you're following it yourself. At any rate, that's something he can answer if we get him back. I have no idea what has happened. No idea at all. It's pretty unusual to lose a guest, particularly one that's stateside, and not be able to get him back on. That's very, very unusual. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, sir.
My name is John, and I'm calling from San Antonio. I have to say that it is an honor and a privilege to be on your show right now.
It's an honor to have you.
Thank you. I had a question for Ed. And
okay, I think he's back. Ed, are you there?
I'm on my emergency number, and it looks like somebody didn't like that conspiracy theory stuff that I was going to tell you about.
All right, let's call her. Hang on for just a second. You were saying you didn't want to believe it was a conspiracy, and that's when you went off.
JFK was shot through the Adam's apple with a flechette from the front panel of his car by remote control. That was one of the things that killed him, not just the high velocity round.
Okay. And then there was one other. It was JFK, Marilyn Monroe, and one other.
Like I said, I'm blonde and I'm getting old, so it's hard to keep track of this stuff.
Okay. All right, caller, go ahead.
Okay. I am a Christian witch. Believe it or not, there are a few of us that are out there. And my question for Ed was, with me being both Christian and a witch, what are some of the moral and ethical problems that I can encounter if I were to learn some of your skills that you've talked about tonight?
None. They would only be your own. I don't teach morals or ethics. I just teach remote viewing. What you do with it and how you view it and how others view you and think about you is not my problem. I teach. That's what I do best.
Well, if he's a Christian witch, he's already got enough ethical dilemmas to be dealing with. On the international line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Brad from Toronto, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be on the air with you, too. I just wanted to know what it's like when the information is gathered. Like, is it a trance, or do you visually see the information?
If you go to our website, there's video clips and you can watch us work. It's more of ideas that come in a very structured, formatted way. It's totally formatted. It's like collecting pieces of a puzzle, and then in the end, we put the pieces back together. We totally do an end run around the thinking, creative mind. Take a look learnrv.com.
All right, so you don't actually visually see the information that you're...
We do rarely on some circumstances. In fact, if what we see is a clear, static visual that you can return to in your mind's eye over and over again, we know that's always imagination as opposed to a dim, fleeting, blurry visual. That's target-related data.
All right. Ed, just as a matter of interest, and to describe to you how bad your other telephone is, this emergency cell phone backup is better than what you were on.
Oh, okay, that's a good comparison. I'll I'll try to do better in Ukraine.
Actually, it is. Well, you probably will do better in Ukraine. First time caller line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
I had a question for him. What's the difference between remote viewing and just having a vision of something that actually happens?
There's a world of difference between the two, Ed.
If the vision is a correct one, if it's actually clairvoyant, the difference is that we avail ourselves of the same psychic function, of the same innate ability, but our tool is very, very structured, extremely systematic, and we hold target contact for 45 minutes, to, in the case of professionals, 2 hours. So we hold focused attention, and we don't lose our target, and we don't overlay it with our own imagination or our own biases. That's the difference. It's okay. Not spontaneous.
West of the Rockies, your turn with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Hi, Art. Hi, Ed. This is Stephen from Mesa, Arizona. My question for Ed is, why hasn't he accepted the million-dollar challenge put forth by James Randi?
Mm-hmm. Art can answer that. It's loaded.
say what?
Actually, Art is not going to answer it. You go ahead and answer it yourself, Ed.
The less than amazing Randi has loaded that question. It's he biases it. No matter what you do, you lose. That's why, and we know that for sure. And why? We can make $1 million in Las Vegas, a whole lot easier, and have more fun.
Others have referenced things like moving goalposts, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with Major Ed Dames. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Robert.
Right. Yes, Robert. Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Sorry. My question is regarding, have you ever remote viewed Mars? When I was a kid, I kind of started doing stuff. I never really knew what to call it. And one day I just had a wild hair and I went to what I thought was Mars. But I felt there was like a life there that kind of scared me. And I come back and...
All right. What a wonderful final question. We're really out of time. He has, in fact, remote viewed Mars. Real quickly, Ed.
Things are waking up on Mars. They look like machines, but they're moving and they're underground. And there was an ancient civilization on Mars. We don't know if the machines that are there now, the sentient machines, are part of the ancient civilization or another race. We think they're from another race somewhere else.
Well, buddy, I'll sure say this for you. You are absolutely consistent over the years in what you've said. So, Ed, thank you, as always, for being on the program. If we get to do another one before you leave the States, great. If not, I will talk to you next, I guess, from Ukraine.
Well, I have to get your I'll get together with your producer and send you Dr. Lee's contact information. So you're in Hong Kong, you can, you know, be treated with a red carpet.
Take care, buddy. See you later. And for all the rest of you, it has been a fantastic weekend. Thank you all from Manila in the Philippines. I'm Art Bell. Good day, everybody.